The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Pueo. After 2 days of rain, I stood in the middle of the campground in the early morning, rejoicing in the sun and clear skies. I waited all morning for a fellow hiker to gather her gear and drive up the side of the volcano to hike into the Haleakala crater. My enthusiasm dampened along with the clouds that gathered overhead. By the time we arrived at the parking lot and I extracted my gear from the back trunk, the clouds were creeping, cold and white, up the slope of the slumbering volcano. I walked a mile down into the crater before the clouds completely enveloped me. Rain pelted against my pack and soaked my pants and boots. The clouds broke just long enough to allow a misty view of the inner crater, the slopes festooned with ruby red, unfurling ferns. I was frustrated, unable to find any comfortable spot to sit in meditation. I was too cold to stand in place. Finally, after trying various contortions, I surrendered my desire for stillness and began the trek back to the campground. After 2 days of fasting, I was moving slowly. My mind settled into the needs of the moment, negotiating rocks and puddles, sodden bushes and gnarled shrubs that jutted into the path. I rounded a curve in the path and was surprised by a small, wet bird lying lifeless in the middle of the trail. Even the birds, I thought, have grown tired of the rain. After a couple of miles, I settled onto a rock near a service road. The clouds were thinning as I made my way down the outside of the crater, having descended a couple thousand feet along the trail. Movement caught my eye, and I looked to the south. A huge bird soared above me, its white wings marked with a black bar. Unlike the songbirds that flicked and fluttered with an irregular whirring of wings, this enormous bird rode the thermals in silence. "Pueo," I said, smiling. This was my first sighting of the only owl indigenous to the Hawaiian Islands. For years, owls have been visiting me, first in Colorado, then in Oklahoma, and now here on the sodden slopes of Haleakala. The owl soared for a couple of minutes, then landed on the slope above me. I walked a short distance and saw the owl again, this time disappearing into a valley in front of me. The next morning, the final morning of the quest, I was eager to leave the overcrowded campsite to seek silence on the trail. I walked for a few minutes and then heard a deafening buzzing sound. Flies swarmed in front of me. I looked down and saw the source of their frenzy, entrails, and the remains of two bird claws. "Pueo," I thought, "you were here this morning." I strode over the flies without breaking my rhythm and continued down the trail. And that moment, I felt no sadness or regret, no joy or celebration. In my work with cancer patients, death dwells among us, side by side with the living. Death is palpable, constant, dependable. So is breath, life, and movement. Life and death move lockstep with one another. Death's presence awakens me to life, coaxing me to live as fully, outrageously, audaciously as possible. Then, when death slides its razor talons into my soft skin coat, I can relax with a sigh and be carried off with no regrets.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.